Jesus, give me your cross there, a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. And the cross be my glory ever till my raptured soul shall find room beyond the river near the cross. If I found it, the bright morning star, and sure its beams around. Oh, in the cross, oh, in the cross, be my glory. Till my raptured soul shall find a rest beyond the river near the cross. Oh, Lamb of God, bring it in before me. Oh, help me walk from day to day. In child, oh, me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory. Till I reach the golden shrine, and beyond the river, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find and will beyond the river. Oh, oh, in the cross be my glory ever. Till it's only by your mercies we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. so we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. Oh, we rely on your grace. Oh, Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High, and Jesus Christ. Father of all, never failing to forgive, each moment is a gift from eternity. Tell the world about you until the day you are taken all away. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace. Lord Most High, oh Jesus Christ, oh we rely, Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High, and Jesus. So we cry, so we cry, so we cry out to you. El Shaddai, God of grace, oh Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. Oh, we rely on your grace, Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ.
So we cry out this evening, Lord.
So we cry,
oh yes,
out to Thee, El Shaddai, God of grace.
Let's worship Him, Lord Most High,
Jesus
Christ.
Adonai, crowned in praise.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord,
yes, Lord. stand, we rely. Lord, tonight, we rely on your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, let us all raise our hands towards him and say, oh Lord, we rely on you tonight, oh God. We are not here to meet men. We are here to meet you, Christ, Lord Jesus. And we rely on you tonight, oh Lord. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God, for yet another grace that we have received from you, Lord. Oh, to be in your presence, oh Lord Jesus, there is no better place, oh God, to be, oh Lord. And Father, we thank you that grace has brought us, Lord, right in your presence, oh God. Father, we thank you for the day, our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you for our working places, Lord. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our children. And above all, Lord, we thank you for your word, oh God. Oh, we bless you tonight, Lord. Father, we rely on you. Tonight, the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, will come down. Oh, once again, as we know, he's already here. Oh, Father, to make your word live unto us. Father, we come with our cups, Lord Jesus. Fill our cups tonight, O Lord. Touch each and everyone tonight, Lord. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, God. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, O God. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we all welcome to the house of the Lord this evening. Amen. As we still standing, let us quickly just turn to our readings. We have two readings to this evening. The first is Deuteronomy 32. We shall read from the 7th to the 11th verse. And then our second reading will be 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7. So first, our first reading, Deuteronomy 32, 7 to 11. Let's hear the word of God. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee thy elders, and they will tell thee when the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he sets the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, amen. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eyes. As an eagle stirreth up his nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. And he made him ride on the high places of the earth. That he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. Strong words from the Lord. Our second reading, 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 9. Okay, let's read 6 to 9. 2 Timothy. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gifts of God, which is indeed by the putting of my hands.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world became. Dear Lord, oh, how great is your word, God. There are no other words so great like your word, Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you that this evening we have the privilege, Lord, to sit under these great words of yours, Lord, with the Holy Spirit here, O God, to speak through our hearts. Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, oh Lord, you grant us the heart, O Lord. Prepare us, Lord Jesus, good grounds, O Lord, where these words of seed, these words of faith, O Lord, will have a place in our life, O God. That we will live by these words, O Lord Jesus, that we will not be hearers alone, but the doers of them, O God. We thank you, we bless you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God richly bless you for coming. Shall we be seated? Tonight, I have a topic here. The topic is, stir up your heart. Amen. Stir up your heart. And how did I come with this topic? I was so inspired by last week our precious brother Howard. He said, the troubling water. Amen. Troubling the waters. Amen. And it just fell upon me to go that same way this evening. Amen. Troubling waters. Praise God. And tonight we have stirring. As Paul said, I want to put in remembrance to stir up the gifts of God. Amen. And as the eagle also stirreth his nest. Oh, yes, sir. And beareth, fluttereth, and spreadeth, and taketh, and beareth on his wings. So the Lord also, he leads his people. Amen. So tonight, let's stir up our hearts. Praise God. Let's stir up our hearts. Let us see life in us. Amen. When you stir something up, there is always what? Trash goes out. Amen. Praise God. When you take the rice with the chaffs, the husk and other things, when you stir it up, you see all the chaff what? Falling down. Amen. And it remains only the seed. Praise God. So let us be alive unto God. And I'm reading something from this message book, As the Eagle Stirreth Up Her Nest, preached in Yakima, 1960. The prophet said, paragraph 52, he said, I can prove to you by signs that anything that doesn't move is dead. Yes. Amen. We need to stir up. Praise God. Anything that doesn't move is dead. And the prophet said, that's right. You know, he said, if a baby is born and it doesn't cry, it doesn't squeal, it doesn't do anything, that baby is dead. When a baby is born, it doesn't cry, it doesn't squeal, it doesn't kick, it doesn't do anything. That means the baby is what? The baby is dead. He said, that is the matter with the church is today. said we have many still bonds. Many still bonds. Babies. Stillborn babies. And he said, you know what the doctor usually does? When a child is born and it is not what? Crying. It is not quailing. It is not shaking. He said, you know what the doctor does? He said, he takes it by the leg, the heels. Praise God. And you know what the prophet said? He said, and he gave him a posterior protoplasm stimulation. Posterior protoplasm stimulation. Praise God. You know, posterior is what? Your back here. Eh? So he holds him and gives him posterior what? Protoplasm stimulation. Praise God. And so we all need some kind of what? If there are dead situations, we need what? That kind of posterior protoplasm stimulation. Pa, 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 pa! Oh, praise God. Oh, and then the child was there. Ah! They said, that's right. Life's come back in there. Amen. Yes, sir. And he said, that's what the church needs today. A good old-time stimulation of the power of the Holy Ghost to come into the church. Oh, yes, we need it, brethren. Don't let us always assume, always what? Presume that all is well. Because we have this message. Because I carry the message in my bag all the time. Let us not. Brethren, it is every day, every hour, every minute, every second, right in the presence of God. Amen. If you miss 1 second, the devil will come in there. And so we need that kind of, what's that, old-time stimulation of power and of the Holy Ghost to come right into the church, to tear us up, to shake us, to steer us, to sear the nets. Amen. Stand up. Blow out all the loose feathers. Amen. That's what we need. Amen. And the prophet said, Pentecost needs stirring. And he himself said, amen. Blow out all the loose feathers. We are getting too much doubts amongst us. Superstitions. Listen to what the prophet is saying. We are getting too much doubts amongst us. Oh my. Kick that trash away. Amen. And believe that you have a brother. You have what? Christ in your brother. Christ in your sister. Amen. Amen. The prophet is saying we are getting too much doubts amongst us. Superstitions. But he said the eagle Jehovah. The eagle Jehovah comes in to stir up the nest. And the church is getting too stagnated. Yeah, better come up and stir that. Oh, Jehovah eagle, come and stir us up tonight. Amen. The Holy Spirit come and stir us up. Stir our hearts up tonight. Then the prophet said, well, you say, Brother Branham, I have already got the Holy Ghost. Then he said, yeah, but it gets some loose feathers in there. Somebody said, Brother Branham, I've got the Holy Ghost. He said, yes, but it's got some loose feathers in there. We need to stir them up. Oh, praise God. And he said, one day I was standing by what? I was standing by Lake Michigan. The siren, you see, water, the troubling of waters. I said, when the brother preached, oh, the whole thing fell down. I said, oh, praise God, I have a message. Amen. Amen. He said, one time I was standing by the Lake of Michigan. And what was happening? He said, the waters was blasting in and blasting out. Oh, yes, sir. It was just wobbling up. He said, not even another little drop anywhere have fallen into what? The water. But the water was what? Troubling. And then it will push the waves upon the shores. And as it goes back, you see what? You see trash. Oh, hallelujah. See? Have you watched it before? Have you experienced it before? I've seen it myself before. Praise God. Sometimes you see the sea. It begins to what? Get troubled. The waves rises. And then come draw what upon the shores. And as it goes back, you see what? It lets behind the shores what? Dirty things, trash things, and other things. We need that stirring up. Amen. Yes. Amen. So that every trash in us will be thrown away, the prophet said, and we forget about them. Amen. And you see, later you see the water goes back and lays what? Calm. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Troubled waters. And the prophet said, as I stood there, then I thought, you know what? Though there wasn't one more drop of water in this lake than there hasn't been, but when it is perfect still. That's right. And he said he got the same amount of water, but is jumping and carrying on. I thought, well, what is the matter? The prophet said, why the water is what? Troubling. Waves comes and all those, what is happening? He said, it just came to him. It got revival going on. Amen. Amen. Oh, revival going on. Amen. Brother, we need revival. Amen. Individual revival. Amen. And the prophet said, revival is not what? A new thing. But the very thing you have already heard, go back to them again. Amen. To revive yourself. Amen. The very thing that you have heard, go back to them. Because we tend to forget. Revive yourself. And it is not for a new thing to come. But the very things that you have heard, go back to them. And you see that something that has already been said, you have what? You are not doing them. Praise God. He said, what is the water doing? He's got a revival. Revival going on. And when revival goes on, it throws all the trash and the things away. We need individual revivals. And we need a church revival. Amen. Oh, praise God. And he said, what does that do? It washes all the trash over on the shore. That's what we need today. A good old God-sent revival to get the doubts and the trash out of our heart. Amen. And wash it on the shore and forget about them. Then the prophet said, amen. Amen. Clean the sea. Amen. Clean your heart. Amen. That's what we need.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And as we read from our text, he said, God called us not according to our own works. See? God called us a holy calling, not according to our own works. Not according to what you know, what you have achieved, but according to his own purpose and grace. Amen. So we are in his hands. Amen. Because our own works is to fulfill the desires of the mind and of the flesh. That's our works. To fulfill the desires of what? The mind and of the flesh. And they are what? They are death.
Amen. Amen.
Let's stir up our hearts, brethren. Amen. And as we read, he said, the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam and set bounds. Amen. See? When he was what? To share what? The inheritance. He said, he separated what? The sons of Adam. If we had to go into that, if there is what? The sons of Adam. But we all come from Adam. Is that not? Is it not the first man on earth? But why it is the Bible, the scripture is saying the sons of Adam. That means there are some, another man has sons also. That proves about what? The eagle, the serpent seed. See? He said he separated what? The sons of Adam. That means another man also has sons. Amen. And when you look in the Bible closely, you see that Adam, the lineage, when Abel was killed, there came in what? Seth. When you look at Seth's lineage, you see what? Noah there. Amen. And then we know that Noah had Shem, Ham, and Japhet. But Shem was chosen. Praise God. And when you follow the lineage of Shem, you see Abraham there. And in Abraham came what? Jacob. He said, Jacob is my portion. The Lord's portion. We are the portion of God. God has chosen us. And when the second Adam also came, Jesus Christ, he said, those that you gave unto me, I've manifested your word unto them, and they are not lost. You see? God has his chosen people. Amen. Now let's look at the eagle now. Let's see something about the eagle. The prophet said, this great eagle, as we're reading from the eagle in her nest, Chicago, that's 1957, paragraph 8. And he said, and this great eagle that we are going to speak about, I'm going to liken it tonight unto the heritage of God. And heritage of God. I said, the word eagle means one feeding with the beak. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The word eagle means what? One feeding with what? The beak. Amen. And he said, and I liken it to what? To our God. Amen. Because he feeds his children with his mouth. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Jehovah Eagle. Amen. Amen. I liken what? The eagle unto what? Type it to God. Because he feeds his children with his mouth. His word, man shall not live by bread alone. By what? But by every word that proceeded out of what? The mouth of God. Amen. See, so he is the eagle. God is the eagle that feeds his little eagles with his word. I believe in the word. Amen. We are still on the eagle. And he said, the eagle has what? Two great and broad wings. Oh, hallelujah! Amen! The eagle has what? Two broad, great wings of deliverance. He used to deliver his own eagles. He carries them on what? On these two wings. Oh, praise God. And when we look at it spiritually, God also got two wings. The Old and New Testaments. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. God has got two great mighty wings. Oh, hallelujah. And it fluttereth over us. It spreadeth for us. And it beareth us. Oh, and takes us up. Amen. The Old and New Testaments. Oh, praise be to God. And he said the eagle, with these two great wings, it does what? It can fly highest than any other bird. And the height that it goes, it can see farther away. Amen. Than any other bird. Praise God. With his two wings. God's wings, the Old and New Testament. There is no other book like that book. Amen. Amen. There's no other book. Amen. That can see far. The book that no matter the time, no matter the season, no matter the age, it still carries yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. What book can you get like that? Is there any book like that? Is there any wings like that? Any book, tell me. Amen. Every time, every season, every age, every moment, it carries the same. It can tell you about yesterday, today, and forever. Let 1,000 years come, and Christ still remain. If Christ still remain, this same book will carry yesterday, that day, and the future. Those great wings. It takes it what? To the highest place. Amen. And it's very true. Said the higher you go, the further you can see. Amen. Isn't it true? Praise the Lord. And the prophet said, the same also God likened his prophets to an what? Or to an eagle. Amen. God likens his prophet to what? To an eagle. Because God takes them very high for them to see things that the ordinary man can never see. Amen. He likens his prophets also unto an eagle. And then when they come back, they bring what thus saith the Lord. They bring back what thus saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord is the word of God that had proceeded out of his mouth. That the prophets bear and bring unto us. The Old and the New Testaments. And then these very words, thus saith the Lord. If you take it, amen, it takes you to that same height also. Where the world, the ordinary man, what you see, he cannot see them. That's where we are, brother. We have been carried up. Amen. That's why he said, we are separated. And he said, he set what? Bounds. That's boundary. He set bounds. separated us and set what? Bounds, boundary. There must be a boundary between you as a believer and the world. Yes, sir. The word of God separates us from the world. Amen. The word of God separates us from the world. You see, the eagle is a bird. And then the fowl also is what? It's a bird, isn't it? They are all birds. They all have what? Two wings. But we see that one lives high places. And the other one lives what? On the ground here. See? You see why we are separated. Amen. If you are an eaglet, you live high. You are not on the ground here. Amen. Compare the barnyard bird, which is the chicken. The barnyard bird. With the chicken. Compare. The highest he can fly is what? The fence. The fence of his barnyard. The highest he can go. Oh my. You see it? Oh, praise the Lord. And when he's on the fence, he feels so good. He cannot even see the next compound. Amen. But what? The soaring bird. Soar, to soar up. The soaring bird, which is the eagle, he soars up. And over there, he can see everywhere. Oh, praise the Lord. Can see everywhere. Brethren, we are eagles. We are not a barnyard chicken. Amen. Are we living that way? Praise the Lord. The prophet said in this message, the eagle in her nest, Chicago, 1957, paragraph 11, he said, I remember one time I went to Cincinnati Zoo, Ohio, and they have caught what? An eagle and caged it. Oh my. He said it was one of the pitiful sights he has ever seen. Amen. Pitiful. He said this eagle will flop and see, he will flop and try to find a way and just hit the bars and then fell back on his head. Listen, fell back again. That is not his place. Amen. He said he was doing it several times till all the feathers in him had what? Had gone out. He has bruised his head. Oh my, it was what a pitiful sight. Amen. That was not what his place to live. See? He said, I remember one time at the Cincinnati Zoo in Cincinnati, Ohio. I was looking at an eagle that just been captured, and it was one of the most pitiful sights that I've ever had the privilege of seeing. This great heavenly bird had been captured and netted by someone and thrown into a cage. See? And that poor fellow was so out of place. See? He was what? Out of place. That is not his dwelling place. That's not his dwelling place. He's out of place. That he will jump all that within him and against the big bars and flopping his wings only to find himself fall back again. Oh, poor eagle. Amen. He said, and now he saw, I said, as he laid down, he was doing what? He was looking up. Oh my. His eyes were looking up. Where he belongs. Amen. Amen. My brother, if we are true eagles, amen, no matter, we will be looking up there. Amen. No matter where you are, you'll be looking up there. Look at Daniel in the midst of what? Unbelievers. In captivity in Babylon. But what was he doing? Daniel always was looking towards what? Looking towards Jerusalem. Looking towards Jerusalem. We have no excuse, my brethren. And we have privileges. No one is giving us any pressure. No one is resisting us. Brethren, much will be required from us. Even those in captivity, they looked up. Amen. Where they came from. Amen. Even when they asked them to sing the songs of Zion, say, how can we sing the songs of Zion in this place? Amen. Amen. Brethren, he was looking. He said, looking at the place where he had been made and born to soar. But by the cunningness of man, he had been caged for life. Oh, what a pitiful sight that was. Now, see how you feel. Amen. See how you feel for that bird. But something is coming. Something is coming. The prophet said, even this is not what? Pitiful. Hey! Then what is greater than that? Now listen. He said, but brethren, that's not a sight at all. That is not a sight at all. That means there is coming what? He's going to talk of a sight that he saw that is more pitiful. He said, to walk out here on the streets of Chicago and other great cities like Dublin. Yes, let me put, because he said, and other great cities. And so I put Dublin there. To walk here on the streets of Chicago and of other great cities and find men who are born and shaped in the image of God, to be sons and daughters of God, and to find them caged by sin. Caged by habits. Caged by the cares of this world. It's far more pitiful shape than the eagle was. See? You, born in the image of God. No matter the eagle is what? It's an animal. But you have been born in the image of God and being caged. It's more pitiful. Caged by sin. Caged by habits. Caged by the things of this world. Brethren, that's not our place. How many believe that? God richly bless you. The world is not our place. We have been separated. He separated what? The sons of Adam. Amen. He said, man was not made to be bound. Man is a free man. He said, he who the Son has made free is free indeed. He doesn't have to be bound like that. Oh, it would take me hours to try to express the feelings in my heart. And the different things that caged men and denied them their privileges. Man caged is more pitiful. Praise God. Because he was made to be a son of God. God made made man in his own image and placed in him an immortal soul. Amen. A test to test for God. He placed in you a test to test for God. But man tries to satisfy what? That blessed holy test with what? Whiskey. Alcohol. Tobacco. Big times. Big times. And luxury. It is a disgrace. The prophet said. To try to quench that blessed holy test with the things of this world. My brother, God has placed. My sister, God has placed what? A test in you. And that test is to test for him. God bless you. The way how my precious sister Victoria is responding, amen. God bless you. Amen. A test in your heart is to test for God, not to test for the things of this world. Amen. And so how are you using that test? Examine yourself now. That test, how are you using it? We need to stir up our hearts and get all the trash and the doubts and the superstitions and everything out. Amen. Yes. Stir up your hearts. Yes. That's what I'm saying, that it was last Sunday's, Brahova's message that inspired me to bring this message. Amen. Just in line with it. Amen. Troubling waters. Amen. Amen. Yes. Oh, praise God. He said, it will do us good to study the life of the eagle and see his makeup and the pattern, and pattern our condition with the condition of the eagle. He said, the eagle, first, he does not make his nest down here on earth. Amen. Said the eagle. Said, let's pattern our condition with what? With the eagle's condition. He said, he doesn't make his nest on earth here. He makes his nest just as high in the rocks as he can get. Oh, hallelujah. See? My brother. Oh, you want to? No, there's no continuing city here. Amen. There is no continuing city here. Amen. We just like Abraham, we are seeking for that city. Yes. Amen. Yes. Which has foundation, yes, whose builder and maker is God. Yes. Oh, yes, sir. It doesn't make what? His home here. It's high over there. High over there. That's why the things of this world, brethren. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. This world will pass away, brethren. Then why do you want to be part of it? Amen. You will pass away with it. Amen. He makes his nest high over there. The prophet said, let's pattern our what? Our condition with what? With the eagle. Let our desires be what? Heavenly things. Let our desires be heavenly things. Because we are all heavenly bound. If we are truly heavenly bound, your desires will be what? Heavenly things. Amen. He said, he's a type of the church of the living God. See? The eagle is what? A type of the church of the living God. Said, you are a city not in a valley. You are a city not in a valley, but set on a hill. Oh, hallelujah. As the scripture says, ye are the lights of this world. And the light is what? Is set up high on a hill to give light unto the people. Oh, you know what? The watchtower, as it flashes, is very high up there. Amen. If you put a lighthouse, a very short one. Oh, how can the sheep in the waters ever see their way to the harbor? Huh? You know the lighthouse? If you place it low, how can the sheep in the waves out there find their way into the harbor? How can you light a light and put it under a bushel? Light is set up. And you are the lights of this world. So let your light shine. So people will see it and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Let us make our light to shine. Brethren, we are the light of this world. The lighthouse. So that when we are flashing, then the people in the world, that is the sheep over in the waves, amen, will begin to see the light and begin to come. Your life will begin to draw people into the harbor where the sea is calm. Oh, yes, sir. And when they come in, they anchor. They will come out from what? The high seas. Your light will shine and bring them out from the high seas. Where it's dangerous. Oh, praise the Lord. Brethren, the prophet said, ye are a city, not in a valley, but set on a hill. Amen. She makes her nest way high. She does that because that common enemy can't find her young ones. See? Can't find her young. The common enemy. Now, we're still on the eagle. We are adjusting ourselves to him now. Praise God. We are trying to what? Position ourselves. Condition ourselves with what? The eagle. He said, when a time comes, the mama eagle sees that now the children, the baby eagles, they look to be what? Content with the nest that they are in. Praise God. They seem to be content with what? The nest that they are in. But mama eagle doesn't want it that way. Because an eagle is what? A soaring what? Bird. And the what? The baby eagles have to start also know how to soar up. Amen. So this is the time he has to what? Get them out from the nest. Amen. Amen. That is what God is doing to all of us. Amen. To get us out from our own. Amen. That's why he said he called you not according to what? According to your own works. Amen. But according to his purpose. And his purpose is for you to fly. Amen. To leave this world. Amen. So that is what Jehovah Eagle is doing. Amen. To you and me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He doesn't want us to what? To get accustomed, adjusted unto this world. Amen. He wants us to soar up. That's why he sent his prophets with a message, thus saith the Lord. Yes. That we get out from here. Amen. Oh, praise God. So, now the mama eagle It's time to what? To get his babies to know how to also what? Soar up. And the prophet said, you know what the first thing he does? He said he floss her wings and then give a loud voice. Wow! He said it's a shriek. He said, what is he doing? He's teaching them to recognize his voice. Amen. God, by his word, is teaching us to recognize his voice. Amen. And Jesus said, my sheep, my sheep. I want to hear the remaining. My sheep. My sheep. Heareth my voice. And another voice they will never follow. Amen. Do you hear the voice of him? God bless you. He said he doesn't want them to adjust here. So, he said, what's he trying? She's trying to teach her babies the sound of her voice. They are going to go into a peril a little while. And they've got to know the sound of the mother's voice. Amen. He's going to bear them on her wings. And then he will leave them. So that they will also try to what? To fly. Praise God. So they are going in for what? A little peril. And they have to know her voice. And so that when he cries, hey, do this way, do that way. Oh, they will what? They will hear her voice. Amen. That's what God is doing us now. Praise the Lord. And if you cannot recognize his voice, what will happen? You will fall. Because there he's what? He's teaching you what to do. Flap your wings high. Now, cross it. Now, dive a little. Now, cross your legs. Now, up you go. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Just giving them that training. Amen. And they had to know her voice. Amen. He said, oh, I tell you, it pays. You listen to the voice of God. Amen. The still small voice that speaks deep and rich. It attracts the attention of his people. It pays to know what? The voice of God. That deep, rich, and precious voice. The still, small voice. Always, it's there. Let us not ignore. Let us not ignore that still, small voice. Something will push in you, my sister. Stay calm. You hear the still small voice. Don't do it. Immediately stop it. He speaks to us all the time. But if you allow your eye to go before your own heart, then you get lost. It's your heart that comes first. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. And now he said, and she will walk back and forth over the nest. And then sometimes she will spread those great wings out, flutter them back and forth. Oh, yes, sir. He said, honey, he does like this. And then what happened? He said, the little eagles, they'll be shaking a while, a little. And then they will look. Hey! And then the prophet said, the small eagles will say, oh, mama, amen. What a great bird you are. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And so it is also. He said, I love that. He said, because God got two wings, amen, the Old and New Testament, and he spread them. And we look at it and we say, oh, how great thou art. Oh, hallelujah. We also look at the word. We also look at what the Lord has done. And we say, oh, how great thou art. How great that, or is that not how we sing it? I don't know how to sing it. Sing with me, how great. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When the song leader comes, I would like us to sing that song. Is that when he opens? So when the New and the Old Testament opens, that is, and we begin to see his great works. He said, when we hear that he opened the Red Sea and brought the children out of Israel across, when we hear that he raised Lazarus from the dead, when we hear that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then we shout, how great! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, amen! Yes, sir. The children will be praising their mama. Say, mama, how great a bird you are. How great you are. Oh, hallelujah. Let us give him the praise. Let's worship him. Amen. Let's show that there is life in us. The soldiers will try to whine. You know, an old time car. Many of you may probably didn't see it. Now today you just make a knob like this. The vroom. Before, I saw it. You put some this in there and begin to. Before, vroom. See? You got to whine. Some leaders come here, they have to whine before. How great. No, sir, my brother. Amen. We shouldn't be whined. Huh? The new technology. Huh? One touch. Then we spark up. That we sing, how great thou art. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. He said, the New and Old Testament, the same God, the same Jehovah, the same Holy Spirit, right in the church today. Moving back and forth. See how great I am. I am the same that delivered Moses. I am the same that delivered Daniel. I am the same that brought the Hebrew children out of the fiery furnace. I am the same one at Sodom and Gomorrah. I am the one that talked to Abraham. I am the I am. Oh, I am the I am. I am present now. Oh, hallelujah. I am present now. Oh, hallelujah. He said, yes, God is going to take his little eagles on a solo flight one of these days. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. He said, are you getting ready? Are you getting ready? Amen. He's going to take us on a solo flight one of these days. Brethren, tonight, it's a question of what? Examining ourselves. Let's tear up our hearts. Amen. And let every doubt, every trash, let's trouble the waters. Amen. And let's leave all the trash on the shores. And then you go back. This water goes back and settles quietly. He leaves all those trash over there. Amen. Let's do the same. Let's tear up our hearts. God has separated his children. The song leader and musicians start coming. Amen. Let's tear up our hearts, brethren. And get every trash out of our hearts. Let's love one another. Amen. Yeah, God will bless you. Brother. Let's love one another. We are a separated people. Praise the Lord. How many love him? God to bless you. Give her that song. How great.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let us stand and worship him.
The splendor of a king, the glory and majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness rises to hide, and trembles on his voice. And trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. No, sing how great. How great is our God. Age to age he stands. He stands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The God and three in one,
yeah.
Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, how great is our God. Oh, sing with me, how great. It's our God, and all will sing our great. How great is our God. How great. How great is our God. Well, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will sing our great. How great is our God. Oh, name. Oh, sing with me, how great is our God. And oh, sing how great is our God. How great, oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And oh, sing how great is our God. Oh, name, name, name. Oh, name of power, name. Oh, you are worthy of all praise. Oh, my heart, oh, will say, how great is our God. Oh, name, name, name.
He's spread his wings.
Amen.
And we are saying how great you are, our
Amen.
God. Amen. Amen. As we heard that he's the same that delivered Moses. And he's here tonight. The same that delivered Daniel said he's here tonight. The same that delivered and brought the children, the Hebrew children, out of the fiery furnace is here tonight.
Hallelujah.
The one who said, Come forth, Lazarus. It's here. Peace be still. It's here. Amen. Oh, how many love him?
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 At this moment, you just maybe begin to look at your heart.
Amen.
You begin to say the things that are not right at this moment.
Amen.
You begin to examine yourself, stirring up your heart this moment, and see that there is something that you need to what? You need to keep out. You need to what? Stir up, trouble with the waters. Let the waves carry them to the shore.
Amen.
Don't keep them, my brother, my sister. Don't let it be inside you. Just throw everything out. Every trash, every doubt, every superstition, as the prophet said. Oh, this is the hour. Say, Lord, yes, I want to be the eagle. I want to be that eagle. I want to soar up. I want to make my nest high, high over there in the rocks. I want to be separated from the world.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this is not my place. Just like my father Abraham, I'm seeking for that city. I know that I am that city that has been set on high hills. Oh, yes, Lord. I surrender to you this moment, Lord. I confess, Lord. This is what I've done, Lord. Forgive me. They were all trash. All tonight, Lord, I surrender to you. All tonight, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. All tonight, I surrender, Lord. I surrender.
To Jesus I surrender. To Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him.
I surrender.
I surrender. I surrender.
I surrender.
Oh, to you. Oh, that surrender.
I surrender. I surrender. I surrender.
To thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
Oh, to Jesus, I surrender. We ask for your forgiveness, Lord. Father, we want to be like the eagle. We want to live like the eagle. We want to do our things like the eagle. God, we need that continual stirring up in our hearts. And call upon the Lord. I put you into remembrance. I put you into remembrance.
Savior,
your heart. Let me go. We can forget. We can forget. So, Lord, as Paul, Apostle Paul said, I put you thee into remembrance. That means we miss many a time we forget. Apostle Paul himself said, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gifts of God. Lord, tonight we have found where we have faulted. We have kicked every trash away, every doubt away. As Lord, you said, a new commandment I have given unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So in comes, O Lord, the love of God. Father, let it stay. Let it stay. And at this moment, as we have surrendered everything to Him, we have left every doubt and every trash, and now we always will look up where we come from every hour, every minute, every second. Our focus will be there. You know, that message our precious brother, Brother Howard, gave to us about the pool of Bethesda. When the eagle comes, when the angel comes to stir up the waters, he said he comes in a season. And no one knows the time that he comes. And so if you are sick and you need healing, your focus will be on the waters all the time. Your focus will be on the waters. You will never allow anyone to distract your attention. Because when someone distracts your attention, maybe there's a time when the waters will be troubled. And you wouldn't be able to get in. So it is, my brother, my sister. Let our focus be upon the word. Focus be upon where we come from.
Hallelujah.
We don't know the season. We don't know the hour that he is coming. But if our focus is on where we come from, when he comes, he will surely come from there. And when he comes, he will see us. You will see him. Brethren, tonight, let's stir up. Let's stir up. And when you stir up all the trash out, then it remains the gifts of God. And that is the purpose of God for you and me.
Hallelujah.
His grace for you and me. That's why he's
given us this holy calling, that we will be the sons and daughters of the living God. Keep the revival burning, the revival fire burning in your heart always. Revival is, as the prophet said, is not learning new things. But the very things that you have read, go back to them. And you see word. He said, we try to do big things. And then we forget that the little things. But if we are not able to do the little things, how can we do the big things? See, sometimes he said the little things that holds the big things. With our head bow, we call our precious brother Franzora to come and close us in prayer.
Gracious and beloved Lord Jesus Christ, tonight we come with our heart to burning, Father, because we know it's time when you come in thy presence, you have something to speak with us, Father. Amen. And tonight you have spoken to us to stir up our heart, Father. Amen. We thank you. And you know the desire of our heart is to walk with thee, Father.
Amen.
And to walk, oh Father, away from the things of the world that can distract us, Father, because we know the day that we are living are so evil, Father. Amen. And the only hope that we have is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. As we can see the red flashing light all around us, Father, we ask you, Father, as the group of the people, Father, as the believer of the message of the hour, Father,
Amen.
That you shall grant us a closer and a deeper walk with
Amen.
Thee, Father. This is our desire, Father.
Amen.
There's many things against us, but we trust in thee, because
Amen.
The one that calls us is more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Father, we know that nobody that is hold in your right hand will be taken away from thee.
Yes, Lord.
And we believe that you hold us in your right
Amen.
Hand, Father. And we trust in that, Father, the word has come and bring revival inside of our heart,
hallelujah.
Father. That the same thing that we have, Father, shall live again in each of us' life, Father.
Amen.
That we shall be able, as the brother preached, to manifest the life of Christ, Father,
Amen.
That our neighbor, our co-worker, our classmate, Father, they will be able to come to the light
Amen.
When they see the light in us, Father.
Hallelujah.
Father, you the great shining light. We ask you that we shall be able to shine that light,
Amen.
Father. We know not by mighty, but by thy spirit,
That's
say the
right.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That why we ask you that you shall grant us thy Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Father. Thy Holy Spirit will minister deeper inside
yes,
of
Lord
our heart,
Jesus.
That every word that
That's
was spoken
prayer,
in
God.
This place, Father,
oh, yes,
will
Lord.
Not remain here, Father.
Oh,
we will
yes,
go
Lord
over
Jesus.
To our place and meditate upon
I
them,
will,
Father.
God.
And those words will be made flesh
Amen.
Inside of our life,
oh,
Father.
Yes.
We know, oh Father, that great mother eagle, Father, that has two great wings, Father,
yes,
that
Lord.
Brought us, Father, to the prophecy of this time,
Amen.
Father, that we can see things clearly, Father,
oh,
that more than anybody else could
yes,
see
Lord.
Them, Father. What great responsibility you have given to us, Father.
Amen.
Oh Father, we thank you, Father, that you made us a privileged people, Father.
Amen.
As you said to Abraham, should we hide anything from Abraham as he become our friend, Father?
Amen.
You didn't hide anything unto him, Father. And how grateful thou are you are, Father,
yes, Lord,
that you made us to be your people.
Amen.
And you didn't look at our sin, our
Lord,
trespass,
thank
our
you
coming,
Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
You shed
thank
your
Lord.
Blood to make us pure,
thank
Father.
You, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for the clavery work, Father.
Yes,
but there's no man that was able to do it,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
There's no none of our Father, none of our uncle, Father.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lamb was a word
oh, hallelujah.
To take the book and open it.
Amen.
And at the evening time, we are able to find our name in the
yes.
book
Amen.
Of the Lamb, book of life, Father.
Oh, yes.
Through the preaching of thy gospel, Father, our heart is full of joy, Father.
Amen.
And it wasn't in vain to be in thy house tonight,
Lord.
Because we have received something from thee,
Amen.
Father. Separate us from the love
Amen.
Of this world,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
Oh, Father, put yourself and tabernacle yourself inside of our heart, Father. And we ask you that the vessel that you have used tonight, Father, as he has laid himself aside to seek from thee, Father, and to get something, oh Father, that you can feed you people through his mouth, Father. We thank you for that, Father. And we ask you that you shall renew virtue to his life, Father.
Thank
that
you,
it's time when he stand here, the heaven shall be open, Father.
Thank you,
and
Lord,
we shall be able to receive something from
thank
thee, Father.
You, Lord Jesus.
Father, we thank you for tonight, Father. Father, you are mindful, God, Father.
Mm.
You know our heart condition, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And you know what we need, Father.
Yes.
And your word always come like rain that come in due season, Father.
We will not
go back void without achieving its purpose, Father.
Lord.
And we believe that the word that has come tonight has achieved his purpose, Father. That our heart will burn like never before, Father.
Lord,
that we shall be able, Father, to walk more with thee, Father.
Amen.
Bless the soul of each of you people that is present tonight, Father.
Yes, Lord.
You know our request, Father. And a spoken one, Father, you know them, Father. You know even the number of the hair of our heart, Father. What about our little problem, Father?
Yes,
we bring them before thee, Father.
In
that
Jesus
you
name.
Shall grant to us, Father, according to our desire,
Amen.
Father. And we believe that a congregation like this will not ask anything that is against thy will,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
If somehow there is against thy will, Father, let your will be done inside
Hallelujah.
Of our light, Father. Father, bless us, Father. Bless
Amen.
The Friday prayer meeting.
Amen.
Bless the Sunday service, Father.
Amen.
And we commit all at thy hand the same way you come with us, Father. Go back with us the same
In
way,
Jesus
Father.
Name.
Where the enemy has put his tribe, Father, we cast them out,
In
Father,
Jesus
that the angel of the Lord shall go before us the same way it went before the Hebrew children, Father.
Yes.
And we know that when he went before them, there was no pharmacy, Father, but all them was whole, Father.
Amen.
There was no doctor among them, but you were Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healed all their diseases.
Amen.
You were Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provide to all their need, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we believe tonight that all our needs are provided,
In Jesus'
Father.
Name.
Father, we ask you that you shall fill our hearts with the agape of love, Father.
Amen.
That
Amen.
We shall love
Amen.
You
Amen.
And love thy people,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
That the divine love shall be the portion of each
Amen.
Of us, Father.
Amen.
Because you see that when the world will see the love in you, then you shall be my disciple,
yes,
Father.
Jesus.
We ask you, Father, that the divine love shall be our portion,
Amen.
Father. Bless all of us, Father. Bless the ministry, Father.
Amen.
Bless everybody that are not able to come and is a member of
yes,
the church,
Lord.
Father. You
yes,
know the
Lord.
Reason, Father.
Yes,
if it's the weakness
them,
of the body, Father,
touch
we
them,
ask
Lord.
Them that you shall touch them, Father.
Amen.
And renew all our virtue, Father.
Yes.
Bless us all. And bless the pastor, Father.
Amen.
Bless his family.
Amen.
Bless the new baby, Father.
Yes,
be with us all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I put my faith and the faith of thy congregation together.
Yes,
and we ask that you will be done.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
Give us a...
Come up.
Last something.
Come in. Come up.
God bless you all.
Come in. Come up. The spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of the straw. You will never taste again. Oh, the spirit and the bride to come. Heed it at the ear, let him hear. While the spirit turns to the church, never fear. Come and drink of this wine, you will never taste again. Oh, the spirit and the bride say, come out, come in, spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never taste again. The spirit and the bride say, come. His voice is calling from heaven. Come out of here, my people, who be not partakers of his sin. The sins of rich heaven, God's his iniquity. The Spirit and the bride take us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never taste again.